World Class Manufacturing, Chapter Number 8. The name of the chapter is Benchmarking. Benchmarking is the process of comparing one's business processes and performance metrics to industry bests or best practices from other industries. That means, metrics means measure everything that results in customer satisfaction. So, my business processes, I definitely agree that yes, I need improvement. Then I go to one company which is having better practices or better processes and I learn from them. Benchmarking is the process of comparing one's business processes and performance metrics to industry best. That means I know one company which has best business processes and that company has better performance metrics than me. I go to him very politely. I tell him that, sir, I want to learn from your best practices. Typically measured practices are quality. That means that company's quality is better than my quality. Then I go to him and learn from him why his quality is better than me. I implement those procedures in my company and that is benchmarking. Then I also see what is the cycle time. For example, his machines are running at 8 second cycle time and my machine is running at 9 second cycle time. I can go and learn from him what he is doing that the machine is running at higher speed than my machine. Then cost also. My cost per piece is, let us say, 10 rupees. But for the same piece, that machine has lesser cost. Then I learn from him why his cost is less than my cost. Also referred to as best practice benchmarking or process benchmarking. This process is used in management in which organizations evaluate aspects of their processes in relation to best practice companies' processes, usually within a peer group defined for purposes of comparison. That means we know that he is better in every aspects. Then I go to him and learn from him. This allows organizations to develop plans on how to make improvements or adapt specific best practices, usually with the aim of increasing some aspect of performance. It may be scrap percentage. It may be rework percentage. It must be yield. Benchmarking may be a one-off event, but it need not be always one-off event. It is often treated as a continuous process in which organizations continuously seek to improve their practices. That big company helps me to improve my practices. In benchmarking, management identifies the best firms in the world where similar processes exist. For example, HR processes, where my company has some HR processes. Best company has some HR processes, but the attrition rate in my company is more. But people are more happy, they are happier there. So I go to him and learn from that company why his HR practices are better, so that his people are very happy, the attrition rate is very less there. Why this is happening? In benchmarking, management identifies the best firms in the world where similar processes exist and compare results and processes of those studied to one's own results and processes. They learn how well the targets perform. More appropriately, more importantly, the business processes that explain why these firms are successful. Why they are more successful than me? There must be a reason for that. Benchmarking is used to measure performance using a specific indicator, resulting in a metric of performance that is then compared to others. The objective is to understand and evaluate the current position of an organization in relation to best practice and identify areas and means of performance improvement. For example, when I was in Germany, the scrap percentage was only 3%, whereas in my company it was 7%. Then in Germany I learned how they are maintaining lower scrap percentage. This is very old story of 25 years back. So I learned from them and I improved the scrap percentage, that means reduced the scrap percentage in my company. Most business processes are common throughout industries. For example, HR process, customer satisfaction process. These processes, albeit from different industries, are all common and can be benchmarked very effectively, called getting out of the box. That means we go out of the box. We are very, very honest. We want to learn from better people, best people of the world. Benchmarking within the industry is essential. But since you already have a pretty good idea how the industry performs, it is imperative that one reaches above into other industries that perform a similar process. For example, HR process, I said, extreme level in order to succeed. What is benchmarking? At its simplest, benchmarking means improving ourselves by learning from others. For example, if I feel that my lecture is not as good as a lecture given by my colleague, then I go to him and learn from him about why his lecture is better than me. His voice, his presentation, I learn from him and I make it better. So definition of benchmarking is the process of being humble enough to admit that someone else is better at something and wise enough to try and learn how much to match and even surpass their processes. It is very, very important word here is humble. So I must be very humble. Why should I benchmark? Traditional performance improvement trends seem to not to be sufficient for the highly competitive markets. In other words, external environment and market conditions change rapidly. What my customer wanted yesterday, today he may need different things. The other external environments are changing rapidly. Customers' expectations are changing rapidly. They are highly liquid and are driven by standards set by best performer. Always, customer will say, look, that fellow who is in Mumbai is better than you. Any product or service just below the standards may not catch the eyes of customer. That means we have to continuously improve. We have to continuously learn from others. Benchmarking gives us the chance of gaining better awareness of ourselves. That means we are not in the fool's paradise that we are best in the world. No, we are humble enough to admit that we are not the best, but we have to learn. Not only learn today, we have to learn continuously. So we have to have better awareness of ourselves, what we are doing, how we are doing it, how well we are doing. Better awareness of the people, best people, better awareness of them, what they are doing. They means best companies in the world. What are they doing? How well they are doing? Is a more efficient way to make improvements. Managers can eliminate trials and errors. We don't have to do always trials and errors. We can go to the best company, learn from them. What are they doing? That is benchmarking. Then speeds up organization's ability to make improvements. Has the ability to bring the performance up as a whole significantly. Learn from others' experiences. Maybe others have become best after so many trials and errors. But I have a chance to learn from them to do it immediately in my company. Set realistic but ambitious targets. Benchmarking has three main features. Continuous methods of improving, measuring and comparing a firm's business processes against those of another firm which is supposed to be the best or better than me. Identify performance gaps between one's own processes and those of leading firms and incorporate leading firms' processes into one's own strategy to fill the gaps. What is benchmarking? Fill the gaps and improve performance. By benchmarking, an organization is recognized for its exemplary operational performance. There are many benchmarks in the world. Toyota for processes, Intel for design, Motorola for training, Scandinavian Airlines for service, Honda for rapid product development. Performance measures, commonly benchmark performance measures are financial ratios, productivity ratios, customer related results, operating results, human resource measures, quality measures, market share data, structural measures, all these are benchmarked with companies. Continuous improvement. Look, I can do the continuous improvement, but breakthrough improvement is possible only by benchmarking. Benchmarking accelerates innovation. Benchmarking accelerates change. Highly competitive situation, I can do the benchmarking when I get breakthrough improvement and then continue my continuous improvement after that. You can see this beautiful diagram. In that it is given. Benchmarking involves looking outward, outside a particular business, organization, industry, region or country. That means looking out of the box, thinking out of the box to examine how others achieve their performance and to understand the processes they use. When the lessons learned from a benchmarking exercise are applied appropriately, they facilitate improved performance in critical functions within an organization or in key areas of the business environment. Application of benchmarking involves four key steps. First, understand in detail existing business processes. What are my business processes as on today? Understand very, very honestly. Then analyze the business processes of others. Why they are better? Where they are better? Analyze that very honestly. Third, compare own business performance with that of others which we have analyzed and implement the steps necessary to close the performance gap. Gap analysis. Detailed flow diagram of process benchmarking is like this. Benchmarking should not be considered one-off exercise. That means once I go to the better company, learn from them, and that is over. That should not be there. To be effective, it must become an ongoing, integral part of an ongoing improvement process, continuous process, with the goal of keeping abreast of ever improving best practices. There are a number of different types of benchmarking: performance benchmarking, process benchmarking. functional based benchmarking. For example, a function, the purchase function. How well we are doing? How well others are doing? That is functional benchmarking. Internal benchmarking, external benchmarking. What is internal benchmarking? I have 20 UVA machines, that is internal running machines. One machine is running better and others are not so good. Then I learn from that first UVA machine why that machine is better than the 21st machine. External benchmarking I discussed already. Strategic benchmarking. What are our strategies? What are our policies? And what are the policies of the best machines? So like that, benchmarking can be done in performance, process, functions, internal, external, strategies. The types of benchmarking are detailedly discussed here actually. Benchmarking software can be used to organize large and complex amount of information. Software packages can extend the concept of benchmarking and competitive analysis by allowing individuals to handle such large and complex amounts of strategies, and such tools support different types of benchmarking and can reduce the cost significantly. The three main types of costs in benchmarking are visit cost, that means we have to go to other companies, includes hotel rooms, travel cost, cost of meals, token gifts, lost labor time. These are the visit costs. Then time costs, members of the benchmarking team will be investing time in researching problems, finding exceptional companies to study, visits, implementation. This is cost. Visit cost, time cost. Benchmarking, database costs. Organizations that institutionalize benchmarking into their daily procedures find it useful to create and maintain database of best practices and the companies associated with each best practice. Now, the cost of benchmarking can be reduced by using reliable internet resources. These aim to capture benchmarks and best practices from organizations, business sectors and countries to make the process much quicker and cheaper. But actually, I would say that personal visits, physical visits will do the better benchmarking. Advantages: benchmarking promotes superior performance by providing an organized framework through which organizations learn how the best in class do things. Best in class is a word which all of us should learn how best in class works. It helps for continuous improvement. Through benchmark process, organizations can borrow ideas, adopt and refine them to gain competitive advantage. In business, if it has run over generations, we should have a competitive advantage. Why customers should come to me? Because I have competitive advantage. And we can improve our competitive advantage by benchmarking. Implementation of creative ideas. Benchmarking can help find innovative ideas to improve the company's overall development. The key features of other companies that might be beneficial for yours will come into focus when compared with them. Any innovative aspects are implementation friendly because they are designed by people who know what is best for business success. Then increase competition. Strong opponents can be expected from new companies looking into starting or running their venture, which helps them maintain and improve on how successful they are compared to other businesses. Then improvement development is also an advantage. Identification of essential activities is also an advantage because benchmarking can help all companies identify their core activities and improve profits. Then quality of work. The company needs to ensure its work is of high quality. That is very obvious. To accomplish this, some benchmarking system should be providing employee satisfaction and increase productivity, because overseeing employees will lead them toward happier customers who return more often. When I was in Germany, actually I saw that one operator was running four machines. And I was surprised actually how that fellow is operating four machines. Because in our company in India, was there one operator was operating only two machines. So I learned from them. I learned from my company, which is in Germany, what is to be done, what automation is to be done on those machines, so that one operator is easily able to operate four machines. So I learned from them. Then quality also, how they are able to maintain a better quality, that is surface finish of the internal bore. I learned from them and implemented those ideas in our Indian company. Then higher performance, the benchmarking process helps you identify the areas that need improvement and provides insight into how to improve in those specific aspects. Disadvantages also are there. Stabilized standard, some companies use a similar approach to organizations with higher success rates. They discover the reason for their high productivity and turn it into an opportunity by incorporating these ideas to improve the work environment. At the same time, it is also stabilized a standard, so there will be fewer fluctuations throughout time on what needs to be done next. Then insufficient information is there, that is the disadvantage. Lack of customer satisfaction, lack of understanding, all these disadvantages are there. Greater dependency on other companies. Many companies think benchmarking will help them improve their position because others have implemented it and are at the top. But they forget to thank themselves for being successful enough in achieving this result through hard work. Instead of relying on what made one company excellent, you can build your own network with independence and success. Summary: prioritizing strengths and weaknesses is an essential step in any growth process. We must know what are our strengths, we must know what are our weaknesses, and we should definitely work on them. If you are falling significantly behind the competition or industry standard, then it is time to make some changes to improve these areas before moving or from there. And that is benchmarking. If something isn't going well, this tool, that is benchmarking, can provide a way for change through specific interventions or adjustments in other areas, since it is very easy enough to know which direction needs changing without any having any math. Ultimately, benchmarking is about being humble. Being humble enough to admit that others are better at something. This is a quality which we must imbibe in ourselves. Others are better at something, and being wise enough to learn how match or even surprise them at it. You will never gain that knowledge if you don't look at the world beyond your own office. That means you should look out of the box. You will never gain that knowledge if you don't look at the world beyond your own office, beyond your own department, beyond your own company. In the words of Peter Drucker, what a business needs most for its decision, especially its strategic ones, are data about what goes on outside it. Only outside a business are there results, opportunities, and threats. Thank you.